Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
You will go through different things. You will go through good times. You'll go through bad times. You'll go through easy times. You'll go through difficult times. You'll go through times where you feel a little stressed out. You'll go through times where everything just feels great. But the truth is that as believers, it's extremely important for us to not be affected or led the same way that the world is led. The world will teach you to respond, to react, to act on your feelings. If you look at society today and even just the political world, it's all about what I feel. Well, I feel like it's my right. Well, I feel like this. How many times a day do you believe in your personal life that you say, I feel? It's got to be more than 10 times a day at least. You know, I don't feel like that. You know, I feel that person is, you know, I feel I should be. You know, I don't feel like that. We are very much driven by our feelings. Now, the truth is that our feelings are real. They're there. So you can't ignore them because they are part of your soul. You are part tripod being, your spirit, soul, and body. But how many of you know that when we got born again, our spirits were born again? And so we are a new creation. And now we should be led by the spirit, not led by the soul, which is the part of you that will always be led by your environment and how you feel. Now, you know, for us as, you know, spirit-filled believers that believe in the gifts of the spirit and the power of God and the anointing, that can sometimes be challenging because I don't know about you, but I love the presence of God. You know, I just enjoy God's presence. When I feel His presence, it's like, wow, I love it, you know. I go into my room and His presence fills my room, or I'm driving in the car. God really meets me in the car often. That's why I drive so badly. I mean, well, you know, actually, by the grace of God, I've always been protected on the road. I actually think I am a good driver. Am I a good driver, sweetheart? Okay. Thank you so much for your encouraging words there. Nothing like a wife that supports you, amen? But the truth is that we are oftentimes affected by our feelings in two ways that I want to share with you this morning. The one way is we often feel that because of what's going on around us, circumstances and things that are actually taking place around us, our feelings will determine the way that we react or respond to those things. And as believers, we can't walk based on our feelings. Thoughts and feelings will come most of the time because, as I said, they are truly, you feel them. You feel them. Sometimes you feel like giving up. Sometimes you feel like God doesn't hear you. Sometimes you feel like you're in the wilderness. Sometimes you feel depressed. Sometimes you feel upset. Sometimes you're stressed out because of something that you've heard, and suddenly you're worried about something that could be taking place. So your feelings are always there because of your circumstances. Okay? That's the one kind of feelings that we have to deal with as a church. The other kind of feelings is different. The other kind of feelings is feeling or not feeling that affects us, rather. Not feeling. What do I mean by that? Well, Pastor Alex, you know, I don't feel the presence of God. Well, Pastor Alex, I don't feel like I'm anointed anymore. Well, Pastor Alex, you know, I didn't feel anything. Welcome to the club. I don't feel all the time. But we don't walk by our sight. If you didn't realize, sight is one of your feelings. It's one of your senses, and your senses cause you to feel and experience the natural. So we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. So we can't go on what we feel. everything that goes wrong, because something goes wrong, something bad happens, your feelings are real, you feel upset and stuff like that, but you can't base your whole life now and the way you will respond to that based on how you feel. You have to base it on what the Word of God says. The same as when you don't feel, well, what about when I don't feel God? What about when I don't feel His presence? What about when I don't experience the anointing? If I had to not preach every time I don't feel anointed, it would be very often. There are many times I don't feel anointed at all, but I know what His Word says. I would much rather go based on what He says is truth. You see, how do you test whether an angel is true or not? By the presence in the room or by the Word? You test him with the Word. You test him with the Word. You don't test him by goosebumps. Do we all know what goosebumps are? That's not a South African thing, is it? By the way, I'm a U.S. citizen now. Amen. I'm so thankful, so excited to be a U.S. citizen. So honored, so honored, so thankful. So, you know, all that South African stuff is slowly dissipating. But we all understand goosebumps, right? Okay. Don't get me wrong. I love the goosebumps. I love the presence. I've seen people encounter God with the presence of God where they change and they are never the same ever again. One encounter can change someone's life forever. No question. No question. I pursue the presence of God. I pursue the Holy Spirit. I pursue it with all of my heart. But I also need to have a solid foundation, because otherwise I will never be able to discern what is truth and what isn't, because you can get goosebumps from the devil too. And as your pastor, it's my responsibility to teach you. To teach you to build your faith on foundation, not on feelings. If one more person walks into my office when everything is falling apart and say, Pastor, the reason is because I don't feel God anymore. You know what? All I want to say to them is, buddy, do you know how many times I haven't felt God? But I do value and treasure every moment that I do feel Him. And don't think God doesn't use your emotions. Listen, God will use your soul. Of course He will. He uses every part of you. When you go and do something, He's using your body to do it. When you are, He floods your soul, your emotions, it's a beautiful thing. But that's not your foundation. Does it make sense? Now let me show you out of the Bible an example, a great example of this. Let's quickly go in our Bibles to Judges 6, verse number 11. Judges 6, verse number 11. If you are new to Oceans, the reason why I come down is because you're too far from me, number one. Number two, I like to be amongst the people. Is that okay? It's not because I'm like, you know, hyperactive. Is that okay? Maybe just a little. Amen. All right. Judges 6, verse number 11. Now, I want to kind of set just the stage for you. What's actually happened is that the children of Israel have come under an attack by the Midianites. And actually the reason why they came under the attack is because they messed up. And God allowed the Midianites to overtake them. But what you need to understand is, no matter what comes against you, no matter what changes in your life, no matter when you feel like everything's changed, you need to still recognize who you are. You need to recognize the truth. How many of you in this room believe that you are a covenant child of God? You better all put your hands up. If you don't, we need to fix that. Amen. You need to know that you are a covenant child of God, because you've given your life to Him. Therefore, you now are under His covenant. So all His promises are for you. Can you say amen? All right. Now watch this now. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the Tibunath tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress. Now we can talk about why he was in the winepress and not on the threshing floor. Really the reason was he was hiding out. He was upset. He felt defeated. He was in a bad place. But let's continue to read. In order to hide it from the Midianites, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, now watch, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And he says to him, you mighty man of valor. I think in this moment, Gideon doesn't feel like a mighty man of valor. Gideon doesn't feel like God is with him. But you see, God has made promises to the children of Israel back then that said that he would be with them. So even if they were in a state where they were feeling defeated and things hadn't gone so well, guess what? He was still with them. So even when you're going through something, you need to know that God is still with you. Too many of us walk around defeated or up and down Christians. One day we feel good, one day we feel bad. One day we're in a good place, the next day we're in a bad place. I want you to know that God is with you in every place you go. No matter how good you feel or how bad you feel, he is with you. Don't base your walk with God on your feelings. At this moment, Gideon is feeling anything but a man of God, a warrior, anything but a mighty man of valor, and even to the point where he doesn't feel like God is with him. But God says to him, I'm with you, you mighty man of valor. And another point I want to make to you, is that when God speaks to you, sometimes it might not make sense because of what things look like. But God never ever speaks to you based on how you feel. He speaks to you based on his truth about you. So in other words, if God has called you, he's called you whether you're going through a good time or a bad time. You are still a mighty man of valor. Listen, church, you need to understand something. In the old covenant, not everyone had access to the presence of God. You have access to the presence of God. The Old Testament saints wish they have what we have. Only certain individuals were given that privilege. Not everyone in the Old Testament covenant had the ability to hear God's voice. We all have the ability to hear God's voice. What does that mean? That means that when he comes to you, guess what? You are a mighty man of valor. You are chosen for such a time as this. He has placed you here right now to fulfill the purpose and the plan and the destiny that he has for your life. And guess what? It has very little to do with how you feel. Because on your journey, you're going to feel good and you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel high and you're going to feel low. But don't base your walk on how you feel. Base your walk on what his word says about you. Is that okay? All right, let's get into this now. And the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Does that not sound familiar? Well, you know, Pastor Alex, if God was with us, why did things go wrong in my business? Well, you know, Pastor Alex, if God was with us, why did he allow that to happen? What you need to understand is God is with you regardless of what you go through. Regardless of when it's difficult, when it's easy, regardless of what you're experiencing right now, the season that you're in, whether it be wilderness, whether it be a high place, a low place, a great place, a bad place, he is still with you. You need to know that. Amen. And I would get more excited about that, you know. Just saying. Why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. Well, Pastor Alex, you know, I used to experience the miracles. I used to feel the presence of God. I used to. When did God change? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to me. The same miracles that God did back in the Old Testament, he can do again right now. There is no reason, there is no logical reason for God not to do the same things that he did back then right now again. But don't base your theology and your faith on your feelings, because guess what? Your feelings will betray you, because your feelings will be led by the way that you feel and what's going on around you, not by the truth. What you need to understand about Gideon is that he's about to go and step into great destiny and see the miracles and the hand of God again on his life. But right now, he's going through a difficult patch. God will still produce miracles in you and through you and through your hands and through your life and in your family, because he is the God of miracles. But we don't walk by how we feel. We don't go by what we feel. We walk by faith and not by sight. Can you say amen? I love it. You're in the driest place of your life and God comes and says, hey, you mighty man you. Hey, you warrior you. Have you forgotten what I said about you? Have you forgotten the things I have planned for you? Have you forgotten what I said I would do in your household? Have you forgotten what I said I would do through your hands? I'm not going to read anymore. It's a great story. Amen. At the end of it all, he says to him, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And I'll teach you about this another time, but I want to move on because I have a lot to get through. But isn't it powerful? No matter what you feel, you need to know that he is with you. That he's with you all the time. He's with you. Let's go to another quick story and then we'll move on. Luke 5, verse number 4. Luke 5, verse number 4. Simon Peter is out fishing all night, trying to catch some fish. And he arrives at the beach, and look at what happens. And when he had stopped speaking, this is Jesus, he said to Simon, who's been fishing all night now, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Watch Simon's response. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. What is he doing? He's responding with his feelings. Well, you know, but the circumstances are, I was out there all night. I fished all night. Guess what? Nothing happened. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I want to go home to my wife. I'm tired of all this. It's been a long night. I don't feel like fishing anymore, Lord. Nothing's happened. Do you really think, listen, I'm the fisherman. You the preacher. You stick to preaching. I'll stick to fishing. I know. I know the business. I understand how fishing works. I can determine. I can feel you are wrong. That's how we are. But take a look at what he says. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. At your word, listen, when you're going through a trial, when you don't feel the presence of God, at his word, you need to know that he is with you, that he will not forsake you, that you're okay, that you can get through this trial, that you're going to make it to the other side. You need to know at his word. And we all know the rest of the story. Verse number 6 says, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Isn't that amazing? A mature Christian's spiritual growth is not based on how they feel. It is based on the truth of God's word. This is very important right now. And the reason why it's so important is because right now on the planet, you need to worry about you and your family. You need to worry about, what I mean by that is, you don't need to worry about how everybody could be wrong. Don't worry about everybody that could be wrong, or that one could be wrong, or let's go and have a look at that one. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. No, worry about you and your house. Make sure that you are serving the Lord. Make sure that you are following Christ, that your doctrine is true. And it's important because right now there is so much coming at you. If you watch people when they scroll on social media, it's just information scrolling at you. Emails and text messages and the news and just information coming at you. And if you're a believer, oftentimes you'll use a lot of that technology to increase your knowledge. Make sure the knowledge that's coming at you is truth. Because if you don't have the truth in you, that can actually end up harming you. Listen to me. The church has to be a church that has power. Otherwise, the book of Acts, let's take it and chuck it away. It doesn't make any sense to throw away what we clearly see the church is supposed to do. But that does not mean that we do not have a solid foundation. That's why here at Oceans, which is just one church of many great churches out there, and I think we're a great church. Can you say amen? That's why we have a teaching service in the morning and a spiritual service at night, our encounter services at night. That doesn't mean that sometimes in the morning we can't do something amazing in the morning. If God wants to do it, we'll do it. In fact, we probably will do more of it in the future because some of you don't come at night. Amen. And you need that as well. You need both the Word and the Spirit. You need the power and a solid foundation. That's why we do it like that. But don't walk based on how you feel, because your feelings are going to let you down. You are a child of the King. Why? Because He said so. Let me give you one or two quick scriptures. Because He said so. Joshua 1:5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, He is one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Listen, if it says that He will not leave you nor forsake you, do not be afraid. Guess what? Don't be afraid. Don't tell me the children of Israel didn't feel like God was not with them sometimes. We saw it with Gideon. There were times where they felt like things were not going so great. Where are you in the storm, God? What you need to know is it doesn't matter how you feel. What you need to know is what He says about you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. You need to know it. Amen. Amen. We're doing good with time. Amen. I've got lots of time. All right. 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 2. 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 2. I'm going to do an in-depth study on this in the future, but I want to show you something. I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. This is Paul speaking to the church at Corinth. He's saying to them, I'm jealous of you. I'm with godly jealousy. I protect you. I'm protective over you. That's what he's really saying. For I have betrothed you to one husband. Now, in the old days, a father would betroth his wife to a man, right? So Paul is saying, I have betrothed you to one husband, which is I've betrothed you to Jesus. He is the groom, we are the bride. Can you say amen? But I want you to take note of something here. It says, I have betrothed you, which means that you as the bride of Christ has not yet been married. You are engaged to Him. Did you know that? Many of us believe we're already married. Yes, listen, when you are betrothed, especially in Hebrew culture, it's like as good as marriage. But the truth is that the marriage supper of the Lamb has not yet taken place. So we're still working towards that. We are betrothed to Him. So He is preparing us, His bride. He's preparing us right now. Guess what the enemy wants to do? Wants to defile the bride. Wants to make sure the bride never gets prepared. Wants to make sure the bride is never without spot and blemish. Why do you think we have the story of the 10 virgins? And many others, to give us an example of how God is preparing His bride. Is that okay? Okay. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now watch. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So many people will be deceived just like Eve was deceived. And what you need to understand is it will be very subtle. It will not be like where the Bible says many will come and say that I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. These are false prophets, false teachers. They'll come and say, I am the Christ. Who's going to walk into church and say, I'm the Christ? Nobody. They're going to come in and they're going to teach that he is the Christ. But take a look at what the Bible says. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which we have not received, or a different gospel, which we have not accepted, you may well put up with it. He's saying, be careful, because you will put up with a false Jesus, a false spirit, and a false gospel. Why? Because oftentimes we base things too much on how we feel. But the foundation is what's important. The Word of God, the foundation. You need to have certain things lined up in your life. Certain teachings. Hebrews 6 teaches us the foundational doctrines. You need to know those things. Don't let anybody teach you that repentance is wrong. And I don't want to be a part of a church that doesn't have power. Because it's the Holy Spirit, the one who changes lives. So we need the balance. But too many people go based everything on feelings. Oh, you know, we need to go there because it feels really good. Well, what's the foundation? What's the fruit? Take a look. Find out. Can you say amen? Now, I'm going to go much more into this in the coming weeks. Is that okay? Would you like to learn more about this? The true church and the false church, you want to hear about it? I will teach you on it. We're going to go into it. I need to study it more before I come and present it to you. But what I want you to know is that in times like we are in right now, you cannot walk based on how you feel. You need to walk according to what His Word says about us, about you. Is that okay? All right. I'm almost done. One more scripture and we'll close. Isaiah 41, verse number 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. Amen. Can you? Isn't that beautiful? He will uphold us with his right hand. Don't worry. He will strengthen you. He will help you no matter what you're going through. He will get you through it. Don't base your walk on how you feel. Base it on His Word. He will prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. He will provide for you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He will be with you through everything that you need to go through. You need to know that God is with you. Don't run after every little fix. Is that okay? Are you guys okay? Let's all stand for just a moment. Father, this morning in this place, we humbly come before you, Father. There's no other way to come. We are your servants. We are your children. We just love you so much, Lord. We're so thankful to you for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. We are thankful for your power. We are thankful, Holy Spirit, that you are in our lives, teaching us and showing us things, helping us to discern, to rightly divide the word, the truth, and what isn't truth. But Father, this world has become so chaotic. The only thing that stays the same and is consistent and never changes is you. And so this morning we lean on the rock of our salvation, who is Jesus. You are our rock. You are our foundation. We believe that you are the Son of God who came in the flesh and was fully God. Came in the flesh. You were 100% God. Yes, you were 100% man, but you were 100% God. You died and rose again, and you are the Son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You died and rose again, and you are coming again. And Father, I thank you that we have been given life, that you sent your Holy Spirit, that he now dwells on the inside of us, that we have life and life abundantly. And Father, in this world, your word says we will have trouble, tribulation, it will come. But Father, regardless of whatever comes our way, we know that your word is truth. It never changes. And we have every promise in your word as yes and amen for our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory this morning. Now, Father, we stand in the midst of this storm. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep it away from us. And we trust you in Jesus' name. But Father, I also pray this morning that no matter what we face, no matter what trial, whether it be business, in our families, storms, whatever it is, Father, we will remain faithful to you, not because of how we feel, but because of who you are. And so this morning, we lift our voices, we lift our hands to you. We love you, we surrender to you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Every time you are with us and convict us and speak to us, we want everything you have for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Father, this morning, I declare over this congregation that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight, because your word is truth. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, Father. I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Spirit be with every single one of you. As you leave here, go in the peace of God. Know that he is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.